So hi, welcome to Wiki Golf, everybody. I thought I'd start out by just asking how many people here use wiki.debian.org on a daily basis or regularly, if you just raise your hand. It's not a lot. Okay. How many people here use Wikipedia or some other wiki like that, or contribute to some other wiki? Okay, a bit more maybe. I guess the main reason that I called this golf together is I thought that it might be a good idea to get to start thinking about how Debian wants to maintain our wiki, maintain the content on it, and just talk about other issues that there might be. I don't know if other people have other things they want to bring up about the wiki or not, but just feel free to jump in with anything. One of the issues that I've seen with the wiki is that we have a lot of content of lots of different degrees of usefulness. Some of it's just lists of links or vague discussions about how things all work that never went anywhere or whatever. And so then we have some really good pages that are really nice reference pages, and they're really good for, organizing DevConf or whatever. And we don't have any real way to filter one set or the other set. And I actually wanted to talk to anybody who works on Wikipedia and see if we could get some idea of if we could apply some of the things that Wikipedia does to the Debian Wiki, maybe to categorize pages or something. So I don't know if anybody... I've never really edited Wikipedia, I just read it. So, I don't know if anybody has any ideas about how they do things. I know that they have feature articles, and they have stubs, I think. So I thought we could use that as sort of categories, and maybe have another category for development pages, pages that are under development, or that are just whatever, wiki pages. I don't know. Anybody? Any ideas?
I have a comment there. One thing that I would like to get started on the wiki is that we use subcategories. Because, for instance, all the documents related to DevCon 6, they're
called... You want to have them under a subpage.
Because then you can have an index page. It's very easy to point to an index page that just gives you an overview.
I agree. We did that with Debian Installer pages already. It took a bit of work to move them, so I haven't been moving Wiki 6. DevConf 6 will be over.
Okay.
But I think the DevConf 7 should start out as using subpages.
And that I guess applies to a lot of other...
It applies to a lot of stuff, but not to everything, because there's, the broader stuff. You don't want to have too deep a heart where you can't find it.
Do we have any sort of guidelines for the wiki, or...?
Not really.
That's what we probably...
I mean, right now there's no need for guidelines or anything. You just have a page and,
What I think is needed is a team of people that takes responsibility for the wiki. An issue I brought up on Debian project recently was that bug reports are filed against www.debian.org that concern the wiki, but as there's nobody who takes responsibility for the wiki as a whole, these don't get answered or dealt with. There was one reply from Joey Schulze who said, well, if there's anything really technical, then an admin is the place to go, but that's useless for a lot of the reports.
Yeah, I mean, so Debian
somebody should filter them anyway before going to Debian admin. So the wiki really needs a team to do like meta maintenance, not maintenance of the individual pages. That's obviously not sensible for a wiki. But it needs a team to do meta maintenance, in my opinion.
You're talking about maintenance of the content, not just of the server side.
So, yeah, the content.
Yeah, right. And the server is done by Debian admin, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I put on here on the Wikibof page, I thought maybe a wiki janitor team would be, call something like that. Just people who are looking for the wiki as a whole, like the kernel janitors or whatever, and cleaning it up and stuff.
Is that people that go out and actually do quality control, or is
people who go out and tag pages with, say, this page is quality, this page is work or something like that. This page is just a personal, you know, it's a user page. We can ignore it and make sure that all the new pages get tagged and you can read the recent changes and, you know, all that kind of thing.
Well, maybe, sorry.
One thing that I've seen on wikis in general, I haven't spent that much time on the Debian wiki, is obsolete information. You know, it's and you know, even worse than most web pages on wikis, you know, somebody that gets interested in something writes a wiki page on something and then it never gets updated, and you know, like, so
yeah,
that's one thing the janitor team could
yeah
think about anyway.
Yeah.
I don't, yeah.
Some of our wiki pages.
One really expects the people that look at a page and think that's an obsolete to fix it.
Yeah.
Rather than get the general, you know, if you know it's obsolete, you should at least say this is obsolete. Have a look at this
yeah.
page over here.
Yeah. Or maybe have a category obsolete, so you can just,
yeah.
you know, say category obsolete and then have a list.
Or just remove the page.
Yeah. And well, the other thing that can be good is to put the name of the release in the page name. Like if you're talking about, say, Xen or something in your document, you can say etch Xen so that, you know, when etch is gone, it's still around.
Yeah. Talking about guidelines, one other thing that I think needs guidelines is the way translations of wiki pages
yes.
are handled.
That's something I want to hit.
Because on one page I've seen, there was this huge title saying translations with bar under it, and then French, and then there was this very thin line as a delimiter to the main text. So it really looked like the main text was under the heading translations, which is totally useless.
Does anybody here know how Moin Moin is supposed to handle translations? Because it's supposed to have some kind of support. And
top page is translated.
Yeah.
I think.
But is there some kind of browser negotiation?
Yes.
There is.
But other page, I don't know.
Okay. So you have to name them the right way then, right?
And they belong in the
category. Or something. Yeah.
But is there also a check that says, okay, this is a translated page, but the main page was updated later than the translated page?
It's a wiki.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. There's all kinds of
I mean, the way Wikipedia handles this is they don't translate things like that. They just build their own separate,
yeah.
different language wiki. They won't try to keep up. And I think there might be something to that. I mean, it's good to have the front page translated because that way everybody has a, you know, a starting point. But we need to translate everything.
Quite often you'd want the name of the page to be translated as well.
Right.
So
you would look to it from, you know, however made sense in your language, not to,
yeah.
Speaking of the front page, the other reason I'm really interested in finding good quality pages is that right now, whenever anybody makes a new page, they generally just add it to the front page of the wiki, and we get an enormous list of links that's completely useless. Half of them were junk, and it'd be good if there was actually a way to just, you know, say this is our criteria for putting something on the front page of the wiki. You know, it has to be of this quality or whatever.
Or it has to have a larger than
such
type audience.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and maybe have some subpages for different audience groups or something.
Entries aren't time stamped in any way, are they?
Yeah, there's
simple
last modification time and there's the history, so you can call that out.
That could at least give you a hint how current the information is.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I guess this could just be something that we develop on the wiki as far as guidelines for page quality stuff. I don't know. I don't really have any ideas, but I just wanted to, you know, I was mostly interested to know if anybody was here on Wikipedia. let's see. I guess the other issue is the license of the wiki content, which seems to be a complete mess right now. Basically, there's nobody knows what the license
well,
thing is.
Well, I think Wikipedia uses this thing called the GoFTL.
Well, yeah. Well, I don't even care what license it is, but the problem is we've imported all this data from wiki.wn.net, and from, you know, we don't have any license statement at all, so, you know, there is no license.
But then ask the question whether we want a license, because we could just say, let's stick it all in the public domain, and if there are people that
sure.
object, then they have to relicense their own pages.
Yeah. Yeah. You must be specific that it's public domain.
Yeah,
well, say.
But we could say, like,
just
we are
like
making everything public domain now, or like in 6 months. Well,
yeah, you have to say in the public domain and then add the paragraph of legalese that
like
makes
you
it
have
legal.
To license it for something that you can do anything with.
Yeah.
Isn't the wiki open by definition?
Well, yeah, that's the thing.
No, but if you don't state so, the content which is there can be used for anything else. I mean, if it's not stated, you can just take the code of a page and put it elsewhere,
mm-hmm.
which is something I believe we do want.
Well, that's the thing. You want to be able to do that.
Yeah.
You want to be able to take a documentation
right.
page and then put it into a Debian package or into the main website or whatever.
Yes. Yeah.
Probably the best option is says, okay, all the wiki Debian core is the public domain, and if you don't like these rules, just don't use it. That's it.
Yeah. I mean, I think Wikipedia just has a whole paragraph when you're editing it that says your contributions are under this license. So if we put that into the wiki, we'll at least say, okay, we know that everything after this date has this license, even if the rest of it doesn't, it will eventually get rewritten or something.
Only the changes.
Well, yeah.
Not the original content.
Right.
You
yeah,
cannot judge by the.
But it would at least solve it for all new pages, which is a big start, you know. Yeah, I know that this has been discussed a lot before. I don't know if anything came of it or what we need to vote.
And so all pages would be an explicit license comment then.
Yeah.
If the
right.
Authors.
We'd have to go to all the old pages and say license unknown or something at
yeah.
the bottom of them all. Yeah.
Rewrite everything.
Huh?
You need to rewrite everything basically.
Or just not worry about it until you want to use it somewhere else and then rewrite it. You know?
There is also the point that actually most of the pages are so simple that they might not be copyrightable in most countries.
There's a lot of really small pages and some big content.
For example, the page that I created.
And I mean, it probably doesn't matter if the DevConf 6 Wiki Assassins page is in the public domain, you know?
Another thing is, like, suppose I wrote a page before the licensing enforcement thing, then I could just say, well, I wrote it.
Right, and then you could say, all these changes are mine. Just remove the tag that says license unknown or something.
So I could just go on myself and do it.
Yeah.
That means if someone goes into a like every knowledge should be free friendly and so it's never goes all the license accepted, but then you
right.
can see it in the blog.
Yeah,
you
see the recent change.
But it's very hard. I mean it would if you do that it would mean that when you want to use a page, you should go to the logs and see who was the person that removed the tag to see if it was actually the person who wrote the initial content. Otherwise, it was like an asshole who did it, and you're not allowed to use it.
Yeah, but we have this problem with anything in Debian. I mean, anybody can take a C file and drop it into their package and
right.
pretend that it's freely licensed. And we just have to do our best faith to, you know, try to live up to the license. So if somebody's trying to, you know, spoof that. Yeah.
I guess
that's one thing we concluded then. We should have license unknown tags.
And the
and
release the future all future pages will be
under some free license that is GFDL probably. Some of the licenses. Yeah.
I mean,
close to public domain, so we can get it, yeah.
And like MIT or East
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
slight difference is that you just set up an account on the wiki name.
Huh?
So you're not DPD signing that copyright violation. So we don't necessarily know who the people are that are claiming things.
Right.
Sort of set up an account.
Right.
So maybe the people that get to set the, whether it's got a licensing issue or not, have to be DPD authenticated or something. I don't know whether that's possible with wikis. But if you don't do that, then how do you know who set whether it was licensed properly or not?
Right. I mean, well, they were saying look at the change log, but look at the
no,
change in strength.
How do you set up an account on?
Well, it's trivial.
Exactly.
And so, yeah, so, I mean, you could be committing under an assumed name or something.
Yeah.
But
can we maybe link the wiki with AIA? I know Ubuntu does something like that.
Uh-huh.
They have a central server, and then we could address this issue.
Yeah.
Because we have, everyone has an account in AIA, basically.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's, I mean, it seems to me that it's the same as taking a page from, I mean, a package from upstream that has a bunch of committers in the change log, and you don't know who they are, you have no way to authenticate any of them either, right? And so you still just do the best faith, you know, I'm assuming that these people are real and they're doing what they said they did, or, you know, otherwise I mean, linking a data log would be good, I think, if you could do it.
Or
just as a way to not have to have every individual make a new account and all that mess. You know, if you share a cookie or something.
You know, the ability
to, well, if they have that, okay.
So they have to use Monoi that they integrated with some, I don't know what the back end is, Launchpad, but.
Uh-huh.
About a possible team of wiki administrator or something like that. Does anyone from Debian www has shown interest? Because we should also address the separation of concern between what should go on
right.
Debian org and what should go on the wiki.
Right.
So it would be good if someone stepped up. I don't know anyone from this group. So.
Well, Franz and I both have commit on the website, but we don't use it for much. We basically just have an installer. It seems to me that pretty much all new technical development content is going on the wiki now, and we're not really using the website for anything except for release information and, you know, just basically static content now. Yeah, and it's actually something that I've been interested in is how much of what's on the website right now might be better to put onto the wiki. You know, some things like maybe the developer's corner or something would be better on the wiki, I don't know. More levels on the website, even. Of course, the problem is that you don't get translation then. The website's really well translated.
I think the benefit of the website is that it has a clear navigation structure. It could be a problem, but at least it has a structure where the wiki does not. The only thing you can do with the wiki is search pages.
Right, yeah.
And I think that's...
Well, you can have structure. I mean,
yeah,
you know,
that again needs a team that manages the structure.
Right,
And as long as you don't have that team...
Actually, yeah.
And I prefer to to move content that has matured in the wiki and that is not obviously very, very fluctuating.
Uh-huh.
To actually move it to your website.
Right.
Well, technically, I think it's more fast to create a team for handling the structure on the wiki than discovering what is not fluctuating and moving it to the website.
Mm-hmm.
So, if we can execute with an action, like let's create a team from this bucket, it would be a better solution.
And other than moving on fluctuating the website, which is not necessarily what you want to do because something may fluctuate in the future. It's like if you have a page in the wiki that you want to mark immutable for some reasons, then it can go. It's probably some like important resource with, I don't know, some that needs to be shared and touched because...
Right, like for example, the Debian Solr image links, we want to have them on the website so people can't go there, but they can redirect everybody to the site, you know.
Yeah, whatever, it's something that you released and so you don't change it because it's about SARS. Well, you could still annotate it, so that's not the case, but like if you have like sort of immutable pages, that's the candidate to go to the actual website.
Yeah.
One thing that I think should move to the wiki is some of the information about ports. Not the really basic information, but the more detailed stuff is practically unmaintained for most ports.
Right.
And I think moving it to the wiki could help with that.
Right. I'm sorry, is Demog here? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Hi. So you had an idea about the news, about something to do on the news,
yeah,
right?
I kind of like this like design of Wikipedia about new display on the front page, at least, well, it's like lots of content.
Mm-hmm.
And well, I was thinking on bringing some of the content which is being generated by the Debian news guy, Debian-news.net, which is obviously not official, but he usually works a lot on gathering information and publishing. So I think it will be nice to have like some kind of similar news chart as the ones are that are in the Wikipedia front page, and have the news item displayed in the front page.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
Okay.
For the Debian website or for the wiki?
For the wiki front page.
May I ask you why not Debian Weekly News? I mean, I don't know the site you mentioned, so probably it's better just to know if you have considered the possibility of using something we produce.
But right now there is not such a thing. I mean, this guy works like producing two news items at least, Debian related, not always exclusively to Debian, but is Debian related, and he usually works a lot and generating content every day. So I don't think there's such a thing, at least from a Debian developer or something. So I think we can take his work and take advantage of it.
I think it could be a good idea. I don't know if anybody's looked at the front page of the wiki recently, but I put up this spotlight section where I basically just try to find good pages on the wiki and occasionally change to a new good page so that there's always something new on the front page, and also so that these pages get some exposure. And it's good to have something that keeps people coming back to. So I think it's a good idea. I don't know if you thought about how it could be done, though. I mean, would it just be a cut and paste? Would it be some automated script, maybe?
Yeah. Grabbing the feed,
right.
Taking the last items, and then...
Uh-huh.
Making it automatic, some kind of mechanized script or something.
Right.
Yeah, I think it could be a nice hack.
Well, we already have the Debian Weekly News mailing list, that puts out news items. Possibly those could be put on the wiki either as the items are generated, or
if I were doing Debian Weekly News right now, I'd probably just develop it on the wiki and then publish it from there or something.
Yes.
Once I got the licensing issue fixed. But,
but those blurbs from the weekly news aren't really susceptible to a sidebar.
Yeah, they're more of a stream of
stuff. Debian Weekly News is quite heavily translated, though, and there's a whole infrastructure to
do
that, so,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. sounds like we...
How about the question, who wants to be on
the right, who wants to
be on the I wanted to make a suggestion there as well. What you're talking about is sort of a team that goes out and scavenges pages that need work. And one of the things that we do need in addition is a team that we can contact for quality issues. Like, here's a page that has a license problem or something. And so then you don't write to www,
right.
You write to the wiki maintainers. And I think actually that if we extend Moin such that maybe at the bottom of each page there is a a rating system, like how good is this page, 1 to 10, and then maybe some other information, then we can get the users to do the quality assurance, and then we only have a certain reactive team in the background that takes care of requests and that makes or does some like migrations, naming scheme migrations and stuff like that.
Well, once there's a team set up, I think the team should just request a mailing list at list.org, and probably a separate pseudo package should be created for Box, which would then be forwarded to that mailing list. That's the canonical way of doing things in Debian, I think. So that would release www from having that, and if anything is misassigned, they could just reassign it.
So here's another question. I mean, does anybody else have ideas about how the wiki could be better, or anything? anybody who uses it?
Sorry.
Are there any ideas about how the wiki could be better? Other.
You mean from a technical point of view, or you mean from a technical point of view, or
anything?
Well, something I'm missing right now is some templates, because I think a lot of pages. Belong to the same structure, like pages for Alioth projects or stuff like that.
For what now?
Alioth projects.
Oh, okay.
So, for example, in the Vim maintainer team, we used to have a wiki as our web page, and then we just moved everything on the wiki.org, and I see there are a lot of PKG-like pages, but there is no clear structure.
So we should go through and try to structure them.
So yeah, so
using
the
Alioth thing,
first step, I think
the standard template that links back to Alioth and stuff.
I think the first step is creating templates so that who
wants
to create these pages have a template, but more than that, I don't know if Moimoi has a Wikipedia-like template structure, so that you can enforce a template changing it after having an idea.
I don't know either. So the Wikipedia structure lets you have a template and modify it and modify the pages
so
that inherit from it.
Instantiating holes in it, basically.
Oh,
so when you work the template, you pass the variable value, several variables, and you can change the template separately. And so, for example, when you see, the pages.
Right. All those
Wikipedia
pages that have a sidebar
yeah,
and stuff.
Right.
Okay.
That's one. And the second technical improvement can be like creating macros for Debian stuff. Like I want a macro which generates URL to the BTS or.
That already exists.
I don't know.
Wiki stuff that should do that.
Yeah, maybe. I haven't looked at it, but it's something
I'm
missing when I write pages. So just thinking aloud.
Right.
Yeah, the thing that comes to my mind is more cross-linking from the Debian website. The Debian website is very unchangeable. It gives the idea of stale almost. And the wiki is very moving. And they look very disconnected. So, some little bit of cross linking. Well, you link from the wiki to the Debian website, probably, but the other way around is I've never find it like you can find like most up-to-date stuff on this website, which brings the wiki near to the local Debian website.
Right.
And that was one. And the other one was, one could make a list of wiki recipes, like if you want to cover not only templates, being the recipe could say use this template, but if you want, like, I want to have sub-project, I want to have a wiki page about my Debian package maintenance, whatever, one could have a list of recipes like created with this thing, use that template, and so one just goes dumbly from top to bottom and gets it uniformly.
That's a good idea.
One of the things that's on the www.debian.org that I think should be on the wiki is the list of packages and list of teams that want help. And that's on the Debian Developers Corner. There's a lot of stuff on the Debian Developers Corner that I don't think should be on the wiki, like the policy manual.
Yeah.
The stuff with...
I think there's a to-do list on www.debian.org or something that nobody can edit, so...
So some of it's been done, some of it's never going to be done.
Yeah, for to-do list, it's interesting to have a look at the Ubuntu wiki, where they actually do that efficiently and since quite a while. So they have like all sort of features and plans for when and who's working on them, so links to pages of people or projects who are doing it, and give their page status as well. Well, their main coordination is the wiki. Their release goals for the next Ubuntu stuff are on the wiki, so that justifies it. But that kind of could be like a source of interesting ways of maintaining and using a wiki for the tools or stuff.
Is it possible to say in the wiki, okay, this page can only be edited by those people, like the release team owner of certain pages?
Yeah, there are ACL, but the a tiny problem in this respect is that the default ACL which are associated to pages can only change in the configuration file of MoiMoi, and so for that people need to interact with the Debian admin or whatever.
Right, yeah.
But yeah, there is a mechanism which is quite flexible.
I think that makes the wiki more usable for stuff that is semi-official, but that would also need a good team that provides the backup for users of pages like that. The people responsible for pages like that.
Sorry, the access control stuff needs DSI to plug this out.
Sorry?
Were you saying that changing the access control stuff needs DSI investment?
Yeah.
Well, fair enough. Feel free to hassle me about it and I'll get it done.
Other useful thing that comes to my mind is scripts to automatically translate web threads or IRC logs into more markup for a wiki page, which gives like a starting that you have an interesting thread and you say like this should go in the wiki as a base for a project or an interesting conversation on IRC. You say that's a really nice idea, you could start something based on it. And you could like take the IRC log and have the draft wiki page ready, and then you go edit and reformat it, but it's kind of like the little technical tool that hints you to the right direction. It's kind of like mail to Moin or...
I think the Moin has formatters that let you add, like, put in a block of Python code or something and it will highlight it and colorize it and stuff. It has some way to have different types of stuff.
Yes,
so,
but in that case, if you want to edit, you have to reformat by hand the IRC log. Like in the source of the page, you have the literal IRC log.
Right.
And if you want to edit that into a proper text, you have to take away the formatter hooks and reformat everything.
Yeah.
But
right.
Whereas if you just convert to MoiMarkup, it's fairly trivial to take like an IRC line and make it into a paragraph. Maybe that could just be done as the script, like IRC lines into a paragraph, or mail, take away the quote, put it into a paragraph or something,
right.
And then someone makes the rest of the formatting by hand. But that would need someone who does this regularly, but you know how to do it. So I don't know if we actually have someone who has that experience. I did it a couple of times to turn an IRC log into a wiki page, which was very effective. It was an IRC log in which it was like, let's meet on IRC, and someone wanted to learn how to commit to an SVM repository, and we were like, okay, let's find on the wiki channel, and we'll teach you, we'll do it hand to hand, basically. And then I took the log, and then I reformatted it in paragraph, and it was like a wonderful how to work with Subversion that's been used for every other contributor that very efficiently. So that was great.
Yeah.
So I have really good experience with this translation, and I was thinking if there could be like some tool that hints at doing that. Maybe we can help us,
yeah.
Sort of things, with all sort of snippets. That
yeah, like the things that update the IRC topic page. I mean, we could use that for more pages than those Debian developers. Right now there's topic Debian developed.
Yeah.
It lets you see the topic of the IRC channel, which is helpful sometimes. So that's just somebody's script. We were talking before about putting wiki content onto the Debian website. I wonder if one way to do that would be to somehow generate a feed or something that can be, you know, a feed of new or good or something wiki pages that could be then added onto the website.
So you mean things that have been like this Google?
Yeah, selected as good or something like that. I really don't know. I mean, the only other way that you can link back to the website, the link is just standard links.
Mm.
And there are some, but I don't know if they're enough. Maybe we should just have a link from the website to from the front page of the website to the wiki to start out. There is one, so we'll see one here.
I think we can also load the content on the Google Summer of Code Ideas to some kind of to do, or you can help in this, because the ideas on Google Summer of Code was incredibly big, very well formatted now, and I think lots of those ideas could be still developed or something. I mean, they cannot just be dropped, and we can use them, at least like ideas for more people to come.
Looks like we've pretty much run dry. I'm gonna go put my notes on the wiki when I get done with this, but if people want to come check by the page and make sure that I haven't missed anything, that'd be good. And start up the wiki janitors page on there too.
I wouldn't make the team specifically do janitorial stuff.
Well,
I would make it a general wiki.
Wiki maintainers.
Yeah. That makes more sense. And if there's a subgroup within that team that wants to do janitorial, okay, great. But have a general team that takes responsible for the wiki and for the wiki as a whole.
Oh, actually, another thing that I wanted to, as far as structure, right now, if we have, we have some pages that have a discussion page, and there's really no standard as far as how you name it. And I think that we should just use page name / discussion as a subpage. I think if you look at the wiki, you search for discussion, there's several different ways it's being done right now. You know.
cross discussions that reminds me that could be nice to have discussions like in like the PHP documentation or MySQL documentation discussion threads at the bottom of pages to the Debian website. It's not about the wiki though, but it's the code to me. That's like the biggest value of those documentation things is actually the messages down, and sometimes they can be integrated in the page itself. Sometimes you just find like nice extra examples of stuff that, that really help, and that people could really use that. But then, of course, you need someone who goes and moderates those contributions, which.
Getting stuff on the main website is incredibly hard. You have to code it, to add one page.